Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It's a thank you Thursday. If you're new to the show, that's just something we do to spread a little positivity and put a little love out there in the world. And in lieu of everything that's happened over the past couple of weeks and the fact that it is the end of the school year, today we are thanking teachers. Is there someone in your life that made a big difference? It could be a professor. It could be your grandkids' teacher. It could be a teacher that you remember from years ago. But just a chance to say thank you, especially in lieu of the fact that that teacher who was accused of putting a rock in the door and leaving the door open for the Uvalde shooter had to hire a high-profile attorney just to prove that she did not do that, that it's not as it was portrayed by government officials, police officials, or the media. So we just want to say thank you to teachers. The end of the year is almost here for most of you if it hasn't already happened, and this is a chance to show some recognition. So 312-981-7200. It could even be your kid who you raised is now a teacher. You text us and then we'll read their name, share your story at 515. Or at that point, you can also jump on the radio and thank them yourselves. It's 351. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Sarah McDonald from Paws Chicago is on the phone, and you've got some six-month-old chihuahuas and a black lab that's 10 years old that needs a home. There's a big event this weekend happening, isn't there, Sarah?
Oh, there is, and we are so excited for it to be back in person. It's our Angels with Tails Gold Coast Adoption Event. This is going to have a dog or a cat or a puppy and kitten for everyone. It's going to be Paws, and several other shelters and rescue groups are going to be joining us as well. We are going to be out this Sunday, June 5th, from noon to 4, in front of almost 30 stores in the Gold Coast Shopping District. We have all of them listed, including a downloadable walking map of where the locations of the rescues and the different participating stores. But, you know, just think of it, swanky sidewalks and storefronts and puppies and kittens. I mean, what better time to come out and hopefully adopt?
And what's cool is it's this event that launched Paws Chicago 25 years ago when Paula and Alexis wanted to do something, and they thought, well, if we just get dogs out there on the streets where people are shopping in Chicago, they'll fall in love with these puppies. And indeed they did. And they're not all puppies. You've got old dogs, you've got cats. And so it's a kind of, it's a nice celebration of Chicago's no kill movement. And it's nice that you're bringing in lots of other organizations. So when people adopt, I mean, can people just walk and pet?
Of course, yes.
Because,
we encourage everyone to come up. And I mean, because sometimes you don't know. Sometimes I say, let the pet choose you. You might think you want a puppy, and then some old timer walks up and becomes your new best friend. I mean, what's great too is we have some of our best volunteers and staff that are all going to be there. And even if you're just interested in learning more about PAWS and what we do in the community, and maybe you want to volunteer or foster, you name it, we're going to have booths and tables in front of along Oak Street and Rush and Delaware. Come and meet us. Come and meet pets. Let's talk.
Yeah, that's always fun. And some people just will be out on the streets and they just want to walk by and pet a dog or you know, rub up on a cat or something like that. So pawschicago.org, that's where they can get details.
Yes, pawschicago.org/angelswithtails if you want to know more about that event. And we also have some weekend events all through the month of June happening in the suburbs. We're partnering with Mariano's and Goose Island. So we're going to be in Skokie, Crystal Lake, Elmhurst, and Lombard on every Saturday in June. So if you live in the suburbs and you're interested in adopting and learning more about PAWS, that's your chance too. We're going to be on store patios, and there's going to be samples of Goose Island treats for people and pets. So another great way to come out to our adoption events. But Lisa, I'm probably most excited about the return of the beach party.
for everyone who might just be getting to know me on WGN, the beach party is a big summer party that PAWS throws every year. And I think for 12 years, I've been a part of that. And it's always been at Castaways. And this year, it's going to move to Navy Pier. And it really is the party of the summer. Are there tickets still available?
There are. In fact, we have early bird ticket pricing right now through June 17th. It's $175 general admission for a person. That includes your pet. It'll go up to $200 starting June 18th, and we've got reserve seating sponsorship. And the funds raised really, truly are so critical for our organization because it just really helps fund the important work we're doing, not only in the summer, but all year round, including funding our newly opened medical hospital in Little Village, where we treat up to 25,000 pets, both paws pets and community pets, every year. So your ticket's going to a great cause, and it's so much fun, not only for you, but it is dog friendly. So it's people and pets. We've got so many cool things, of course, for people. There's cocktails and a beachfront dinner, a photo booth and live and silent auctions. And the dogs are invited to, of course, party with you and on the dance floor as well. But they can also visit our dog spa where they can get pedicures, play in splash pools. So just a really fun time to come together on behalf of homeless pets, celebrate with your pet for a great cause. And that's
Wednesday,
July. Mm-hmm.
It's fun because everybody brings their pets and everybody's dancing and they're in a good mood. And traditionally in years past, it would sell out so quickly because there wasn't a lot of room at Castaways. But with the move to Navy Pier, we've got room for more people. So come and join me. This is going to be a great party. I'm going to co-host with Jake Hamilton, who's a big animal lover. You see him on TV. And go back to the how many animals do you treat every year?
So at PAWS, through our medical center, that is the nation's largest and most advanced homeless hospital for homeless pets. And so we treat not only the PAWS animals, but 25,000 animals a year come through our doors. That's the dogs and cats that we save and adopt out. That's the community. We offer services both free and low cost for the animal community, animal loving community that have dogs that might need vaccines or cats that need space. You name it, we do it all. And that's in Little Village. And all of these ticket proceeds are going to help fund these important services.
Yeah. So come out and join me. It's a big event this summer. It's happening on July 27th. That's a Wednesday night. Bring your dog. It's the 19th annual beach party for PAWS Chicago. And if you ever wanted to honor someone who's a pet lover or you know, put your dog in a calendar, they do a desktop calendar and it's fun. It's a way to celebrate someone's anniversary or birthday. You choose a month that you want the dog to be featured in. And it's just one of those fun things that gets done at PAWS Chicago, another way to contribute. I just wish that we had all the pictures that we could show of the dogs you saved. At one of the PAWS events last year, there was a dog that landed at PAWS that had been passed around the south side of Chicago who, I don't know. It's the one that Angie adopted that is it missing it's missing its front legs, right? And walks on its hind legs. And there's so many stories that if you saw the pictures or you read the stories, you would be more than willing to jump in and help because as we know, bad stuff happens to people in Chicago. Bad stuff happens to animals in Chicago. But I'm glad that you, Sarah, and everybody at PAWS are there to give them a safe place to land.
Thank you. And we're grateful, Lisa, for all you do. My goodness, you yourself have adopted so many incredible pets from PAWS. And thank you so much for emceeing the beach party and for helping us get the word out about the animals in our programs.
So join us. Go to pawschicago.org and stick around. Lauren has the news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN, Chicago's very own.